Your boyfriend gonna be there, nigga. What? You don't even know who the fuck I am. I call a shot. I go click click. I'm not no joke. I'm gonna do a grenade on you, your boyfriend. Nigga, what? Don't fuck with my intellect. I call the shots.
You what?
I'm not no joke.
Oh, yo, totally do, yo, for real.
Like that. Part you know what I'm saying, nigga, what? You want to see your boyfriend again? You want
you gonna send that shit to me?
Yeah. I eat this shit up for practice. Up.
When you done, yo, hold
I
up.
I eat that fucking shit up for practice. I had no remorse. I'm killing. Don't fuck with my intellect. I'm killing. Your boyfriend will never be on this planet. You won't fuck with me? Okay. You won't fuck with me? Okay. Break your own stand, nigga. What? You're a man.
Hello. Maybe we should just... can't even clap. Because if we actually were recording your mic's audio, we could just sync it with audio.
But I'm not so back in. I'll figure it out.
Whatever, it's not important. You'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we want to fit? We should probably just make note of the fact that Steven's alive.
I mean, sort of.
It's well, like... you don't want to start with bad news.
No. Yeah, I got good news and bad news. The good news is that Steven's back. The bad news is that Steven's back.
Yeah. I'm back. So, what do you guys watch without me?
We'll get into it.
Yeah, some stuff. Okay. Steven's just been carving a wooden mouse pad for the last 2 months, I think.
No, I've...
He's been in a cave, like, pontificating what it means to carve.
Slowly whittling it down with a blunt rock.
This isn't like a long-term project. I just put this together. Well, I didn't have to
put it. You put together a piece of wood?
I bought a cutting board from Kmart, and I put my mouse on it.
No, I made this myself, guys.
You could chop some fine onions on that thing, though.
You probably
I'm
could.
I'm just looking at it, and
I mean, but like, it's very soft wood.
I want to dice on that motherfucker.
It's very soft wood.
Would it work in the dishwasher?
No. The dishwasher would ruin this.
Yeah, what's even the point?
What kind of wood is it?
Pine.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Boo.
Are we actually started at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't we be?
Okay, yeah, cool.
Because it's time.
Steven.
Hey.
You're here.
What's up? How's it going,
you're present.
I am.
We managed to pull you from your busy dancing and taking pictures schedule and taking pictures of people dancing schedule to be on an episode of the podcast.
I'm flattered to be back.
We needed your insight for this one because it's going to be like, boy, we don't have the ammunition, the intellectual ammunition to do this.
He is our lighthouse in a foggy storm that is anime.
Yeah,
and he's guiding us to where we need to go, or something.
We're probably still going to get stuck on some rocks, but he couldn't see the rocks. Can't blame him for it.
Yeah, he doesn't wear his glasses.
The way I view anime has changed a lot since we've since we've parted ways.
If by that you mean you view none?
Well, I viewed one. I watched One Punch Man finally.
Oh,
but no, anime in general. Whenever people ask me or like I find out someone likes anime, I'm just like,
no,
I don't like it anymore. It's just, and I tell them it's all because of the seasonal impressions. It just ruined me.
Having to watch 5 shows and
I know.
Every 3 months ruined you.
It's terrible.
Not even 5 shows, 5 episodes.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle it.
Awful. It's pretty rough, though. I mean, it's, you know, people have been
it's
to war.
For us. We did work.
People have been to war.
Some of them.
people have been like abused by their governments. There are people out there right now
I know.
Who are being sold into sex slavery, but you couldn't.
I call them lucky.
Because I had.
Because I had to watch.
I had to watch Servamp. I had to watch. What was that show with the boys on the island or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember it. It's terrible.
You liked it, though. I remember you,
No,
you're like, this was okay. I don't know.
No, I didn't. No, I thought it was the worst thing ever, but I.
Hmm.
It was actually, the thing that I liked about it was that was actually the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
And not like, this is one of the, this is a bad show, this is one of the worst. I was like, oh my God, this is literally the worst thing I've ever seen.
How could this happen?
Who did this?
Who greenlit?
Who's responsible?
Who greenlit this?
But yeah, yeah, I can't blame you, but I'm still on this ship.
Sailing strong?
No.
Uh-oh.
We're going to rise from the ashes like a phoenix. And
I love X-Men.
And yep, and then we're going to hop on Dumbledore's shoulder.
How's all yours? How you doing with the heroin addiction? How's it going?
I mean, which one?
You can't talk about that. That's personal. We don't talk about personal things on the podcast, like our heroin addictions.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm all about fentanyl now.
Okay, cool.
That current, for once, three weebs.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yep.
Even though it's like, you know...
Well, it's like two weebs and like a dude.
Two men and a baby. and after we're in...
Don't talk to Declan like
gonna
that.
Have to, oh, sick burns.
Damn.
Anyways, Ethan here.
Steven here.
Hey, and I'm Declan.
Nice of you to show up, Declan.
Oh, God, finally.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about things we've watched.
We've been doing this for some arbitrary number of episodes, and we've decided that it's finally, we have to do this is what, 38, I think?
One and a quarter year anniversary.
Yeah, so this episode, we decided to look back on everything we've done ever, starting from each of our births, and going up through the years.
When I was one, my first day on this planet, I took a mad dump, and then the second day of this Earth, I whizzed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we've done.
My first memory is of taking a dump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I remember I was walking around in my very very old in my very very old house, just pacing around like I gotta poop, and then I was like, whoa, this is weird. I suddenly have memories now. It was a strange moment. Like this is
That's exactly what you thought when that happened.
It kind of was. I was like, "Oh, I'm going to start remembering things now." Is how I sort of.
Yeah, I should really hang on to this one.
I should really.
Sometimes when something happens to me, I try to think like, "I'm going to remember this," then I totally forget about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like I'm going to like pin this down into my memory, just like right now, pin it.
I've done that a couple
now,
times.
And then totally forget about it.
That's worked for me a couple times. My second memory is of tumbling down the stairs on Christmas Day when I was like four.
Separate incidents.
Yeah.
Well, no, it happened right after he took the dump, then fell down the stairs.
That was really messy. Yeah, it was a real bummer.
And then they just like, it's not important. Anyways.
Yeah. We decided that we're all anime fans, and we're like one anime fan as a collective, and the most important thing that all anime fans have that we don't is a My Anime List account.
Yes.
It's absolutely essential. It's the most important community, you know, on the anime interweb.
Because every opinion on anime is super important, and everyone cares about it.
And just really, everyone there is so informed and well-spoken.
Of course.
And has great taste that we just, like, we decided we need to get in on this as a collective.
They're all also saving to go to Japan someday.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I think most of them are going to get there. I have a lot of confidence in them.
Yeah.
So we decided to make an episode out of starting a mal account for the Three Weebos while it exists for like another month. And then we're just changing our name. And then,
what?
I don't know yet. That's why we're still
Jeez.
The Three Weebos. This is a post-mortem on the Three Weebos.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, huh, how did we do here? Not very well.
You know, we had a lot of fun, guys, but it's time to get serious for a
good
bit.
Time.
Oh,
yeah, so we're going to start an account and add all the stuff we've watched on these episodes and decide what we're going to rate them out of 10.
So are we doing them, I noticed on your list here, they're in alphabetical. Are we going to do them in alphabetical or chronological?
I mean, we can't do them in chronological because it would take too goddamn long. I mean, we could.
Alphabetical's fine.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, well, let's just do it alphabetical.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
All of our opinions are going to be more right than anybody else on mail anyway, so like...
Yeah.
It's true.
They can handle it.
By the way, on the YouTube version of this podcast, hopefully, unless something goes terribly wrong, I should be recording. Hold on, let me check. Yeah, I'm recording, I'm recording my screen, so I'm going to... You're going to get to let us see this account as it's made. So I'm going to start signing up right now.
Wow. This is history to make.
Which email address should I use?
You should probably use beegesonthelow@gmail.com.
Beegesonthelow is a pretty good one. On the low. I believe that's how I spelled it, at Gmail.
B-E-E-J.
Yes.
S.
Username? 3 Awebos?
I think we should... It should be in reference to how better our opinions are, at least. I just call 3 Awebos.
Isn't that enough?
Suddenly realize.
It says enough, right?
The Titans of anime.
Oh, Jesus. And then...
the number one voice in the anime spectrum. And fair and balanced.
Okay. Do you guys agree?
This is the no spin zone.
So this is the part where we read the entire Terms of Service and Privacy Policy.
Okay.
So,
just bear with us.
You could... During the time that we're reading this,
Ethan, please.
You could watch Lawrence of Arabia.
Thank you for your interest in www.myanimelist.net, other online websites and services, games, applications, and other internet presences. Collectively, the service. I'm going to solve this CAPTCHA, and then I'm going to create this account.
What does the CAPTCHA say?
Thank God.
It's one of those, just you click it, and it says,
is it a bunch of pictures of spaghetti?
No, it's not. No street signs. All right, gotta grab this. Gotta grab this confirmation email. Oops.
Uh-oh.
I spelled the email wrong.
Oh, really? No. Oh.
Real quick. Hold on.
Is this something we can fix?
Nope.
Yeah, real quick.
Or is it over? That's it. That's the episode.
Didn't get anything done.
This one will definitely be spaghetti.
This one will work. All right. Now we wait for the confirmation email.
It could take up to 24 hours, Declan. Come on. We're going to be here all day.
No, it doesn't.
But all those websites say it could take like 10 minutes, but it's there instantly every single time.
It's a weekend. The mail doesn't come on weekends.
Let's check our email while we're waiting. Dr. Mawa Kambal says we have $5 million donated to us. So this podcast is over. We're going to go buy 5 houses.
A small island.
Yeah.
Probably new.
The port of Weebos. I love it when our fans email in like that. It's just so nice.
Yeah, it's real nice. Yeah. I thought, like, it'd be a fun thing to make the account on the podcast. Surely confirmation emails get sent instantly.
So what you been watching lately?
The Office.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
American? Yeah, it's fantastic.
The American Office?
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know what you're missing, though?
Yeah, I know, it's great.
Mr., like, for as long as I've known you, British Office is better.
I don't know if I changed my opinion yet, but the American Office is fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's really, really good. What season are you on?
4.
Okay. See, I stopped after... Well, you probably know what's going to happen.
Jim and Pam get together?
Yeah.
They get together in like the end of the third season, first episode of season 4.
Welcome to my anime list.
We did it.
Okay.
We've been authorized. Sorry.
Something happens, and then the show is not worth watching anymore.
Oh,
all right.
But it's the wedding. Amazing. It's the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I actually spoiled that for someone not that long ago. I said like, I stopped watching after Jim and Pam get married, and like, what? They get married? I was like, you didn't know this?
Of course they get fucking married.
I know. Like you didn't.
It's
know
like this plastered like, in the first fucking episode.
I know. It's like what year did that come out that they got married? It was like the biggest thing on TV.
You did it. Is it
yeah,
done?
I did it. It's done.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, stop. Hey.
Okay.
Stop talking about American television.
Please.
It's not even animated.
It's not the place.
Office is basically an anime.
Pretty much. It's great.
Michael is so kawaii.
So we're just gonna go down the list. I've made this spreadsheet, as you can see here if you're watching this. There's 3 columns for each of us, and we're each going to give it our score after we... You know, we're going to try to convince each other to give everyone to give it as close a score to our own as we can, right? Because we all want to try to come close to as agreeing as possible. And don't edit the fuck, goddamn, get out of here!
You should have seen this coming.
I wish I could. I wonder if I can restrict one column to each of you. Hold on, goddamn fucking piece of shit.
Yes. Who could have foreseen such a conclusion?
Okay, well, I guess since we're all using the same account, I can't restrict any.
It's fine. Well, during...
Well, you fucking stop.
We're not going to modify anything important.
Okay.
Just everything around it. Don't worry, I'm getting rid of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then there's a final score, which will tally up all of our individual scores and average them.
Can we test it? Will it work automatically?
It'll just
work. It does it automatically.
It's like it's a spreadsheet,
and
man.
It's, you know, they're all the same formula, so it's fine.
It's really cool.
Yep. So the magic of Excel, or not real, not actually Excel.
Kind
of
so, Excel.
The first show alphabetically is Aku no Hana.
All right.
Aku no Hana.
Flowers of Evil.
That's for, oh yeah,
the
that's
Flower of Evil.
Okay. Flower of Evil.
What was I? What was the one I was thinking of?
Anohana. Oh, no,
doesn't matter. Yes. That show made me mad.
Okay, so yeah, Aku no Hana. Do we want to get? Do we want to discuss it? Are we just discussing this shit? Or do we want to get backstory? Everyone knows what this is.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's a rotoscoped, strange, dark tone, horrifying monster people.
What if we try to describe it like you're talking to your friend who's never seen this?
We did that already. It was called. It was an episode.
Yeah, I know, but like, you're not going to talk to your friend for an hour about it.
Hey, it's this.
You're having a conversation. It's like, oh, have you seen Akanahana? Oh yeah, here's what I think. It's and then talk for like a few minutes.
Okay, I got you. It's a psychological thriller about a kid in a small town, and evil shit starts happening in this town, and it's rotoscoped, and everyone looks really gross.
I wouldn't say evil shit starts
not
happening
make
in his
me
town.
Want to watch it?
He has like a psychological breakdown.
I sort of.
She's
yeah.
breaking down the walls around him.
Yeah. Also, there's this crazy girl who forces him to dress in to take home ladies' clothes.
No, she doesn't force him.
Well, yeah, I know, he just does it.
Oh, he just does it.
He just does it, and she saw him.
It's a psychological drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a solid 6.
I'm gonna give it a 7.
I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
You can't give it a 7.5.
Why not? Will that not work
with
your...
No, it's an integer.
Come on, man.
So your shit won't work?
Roger Ebert never gave 4.75 stars.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
All right, so I'm gonna give it a 7. The soundtrack was really cool.
I ended up kind of digging the art style because it worked to the tone of the show.
No, I might give this an 8.
I just think the ending is really weak. So I did
what was the ending again? Oh,
look at all this stuff we're not going to animate.
Exactly, it's just kind of anticlimactic.
Okay, yeah,
but the tone really worked very well.
It was very unique.
Yeah, I was happy with what it was. Yeah, so I'm gonna go with 7.
Yeah,
I'll allow it.
All right. That was easy.
Final score, 4. Great.
What did
you guys do? That's the average of...
That doesn't make sense.
6, 7, and 7.
What the hell?
It's a 4, guys.
B2, C3, and D2.
Oh, is it including the fourth column?
And no. It's this should be 2. I don't know who changed that. There.
I didn't change shit.
Okay.
So it's to the nearest integer?
4, 4, 5. Okay, yeah, just someone fucked up that row. All the rest of them are fine.
Someone?
I don't know, it wasn't like that before. Yeah, but we're good.
I didn't touch shit. Okay, anyways.
So, on Mal, we're going to add this to our lists. And we're going to give it a 7.
Great.
And also, we finished it.
Fantastic. We should have a taiga open. That probably makes things
easier. That takes a little bit of time.
Okay.
Okay. I think that worked. So now if we go to our list. Whoa. Yes, we have one anime watched.
The best anime we've ever seen is Aku no Hana. Also, it's the only one we've seen.
Yep.
Okay.
Join us next week where we talk more about Aku no Hana.
Every time. Next one, Angel Cop.
Boy.
80s.
I don't remember this one.
Was that 91?
I don't know if you even watched this one, Steven.
Oh, jeez. 10. It was a 10.
What fucking year was Angel Cop?
It's either 89 or 91, and it's like a cyberpunk kind of.
I want to say it was. Well, it took like years to make, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a couple.
It came
episodes.
Out over the course of like it was 6 episodes. Yeah, 89 to 94.
Okay.
And the last 2 episodes did not look fantastic. Yeah, Angel Cop. I don't know, positive or negative points for all the anti-Semitism.
I'm gonna go with neutral because I don't want to have an opinion on the matter. In Trump's world, you can't have an opinion either way.
Yeah, no, this is Trump's America.
So,
Angel Cop's gonna be the national anthem.
It was really entertaining.
It was,
anti-Semitic?
It was really... What?
How was it anti-Semitic?
The enemies are Jews.
A guy gave a speech about how the Jews bought Japan and how that's why everything's bad.
Cool.
And cool. Fucking Jesus.
Just the general anti-Jew sentiment, I would say.
I don't think that was... Yeah, it's an anomaly. It was very stupid. Like that lady riding a wave on a motorcycle.
Awesome. No, that shit's awesome though.
And
everyone's so the shoulders are the most broad of all time.
Yeah.
Just the widest individuals. I think
there are a lot of boring parts though. I don't know. It looked really garbage in some
people
spots.
Buy it a lot, which is cool.
There's that one episode where just like all the characters die except for like four.
Yo, this looks sick.
It was pretty sick.
It was a little sick.
Whoa! Yeah, I know, it's pretty sick.
There's one shot that is famous for where the lady's head explodes. Yeah, and that's really the only like whoa moment in that show.
Oh no! But when he comes back at the end though, and he's like super powered, and his name's actually Raiden, and it's
his name was always Raiden.
I'm gonna go with an eight. Seven or eight. I just found a pure entertainment value. The entire time I was kind of into it. It's got that hyper violence going on. It's got that 80s cyberpunk action.
There was that evil scientist who turns out wasn't even that evil. He just acted like it, which is weird.
There's that dude who explodes in a helicopter.
It's got the combination of
science and mysticism. It's pretty good.
It's really fucking stupid. Yeah. It's
pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I'm looking at images.
I'm gonna go with an eight.
I might also go with an eight.
All right,
I wonder
so
what
for shows
on my own personal account.
I think I might have given an eight also.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'll check mine.
I'm gonna also check mine. I need all to right. know.
When if for a show I haven't seen, what do you want me to do? Just write what the average of your guys?
If
I don't enter anything, will it count as a zero?
It will count as a zero.
If you both do an eight, I'll just do an eight.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you can split the difference. I guess. Now. And then if there's one where like we're kind of erring on the side of like a 7.5, we can just go on the upper end for you. Split the difference. So yeah, Angel Cop, good show. Or good OVA. I think we're going to see a lot of cyberpunk OVAs just get in the pass because we like them.
Because that's, yeah, that's...
I mean, I think that's my personal favorite
subgenre.
That's
what we crave.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's some stuff on here that's just so long ago. Wow.
I did give it a 7. That's probably how I truly feel because it was closer to me watching.
Jesus, chick's shoulders.
Gonna go 7.
Okay, that's fine. I'm totally okay with that. So you can go with a 7, Steven.
A 7?
Well, yeah.
Actually, try a 7.5. See if that works.
Okay.
Okay. Ethan, put your 8 in.
It's in.
No, it's not.
Oh, I didn't press enter. Aha. There we go.
All right.
Cool.
Up next, I think we almost all watched this.
Black Bullet?
Black Bullet.
Which one was this? Did I watch
it? You watched like 10 episodes of it, I think?
No, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah. Yes, it does. I remember this perfectly.
You were very close.
Yeah.
Angel Cop has a 6 on Mal, which is just ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, come on.
Why did I stop Black Bullet?
Because you didn't have enough time. I told you to get to episode 10 and you watched it and you rushed over here.
What was it about?
All the little girls have superpowers.
Oh, shit.
And
fuck.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
And then they all blow up.
I did not rate Angel Cop in my mail. Just checking in.
Okay, yeah.
I think everything that like we mentioned here, I'm going to be like, you know, probably a lot better than I thought. But no,
Black Bullet was terrible.
Yeah.
It looked nice, and the girls were cute. It was only 13 episodes. he ripped his arm off and put it in a railgun.
That was awesome. And he shot the moon, right?
No, that was Symphogear.
Symphogear.
No, this guy, he shot a big blob monster.
Oh, that's right. There was like different levels
of... Wait a minute.
Monsters.
I was thinking the wrong show.
Black Lagoon?
No, not Black Lagoon. No, certainly not Black Lagoon. Black Bullet, I remember having a I was very positive on when we watched it.
Oh. And then we found out that while you were watching it, you were...
Might have been under the influence.
You were not...
In the proper headspace.
Your body wasn't a temple.
You guys fucking hated Black Bullet. I don't know if you're...
I didn't despise it, no.
I remember... You just came down on it really hard in that episode, I remember. What do you...
Because I think you...
You were just counterpointing my points.
Yes.
Okay, and I was putting forward some very bold claims. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
You were just like,
I'm gonna abstain. I'm gonna abstain from I can abstain from voting on this one.
Oh man.
I had pretty positive feelings about it. If I had to give it a score now, based on what I remember, it's like 7.
Then put in a 7.
I'll put in a 7.
Sure, yeah, why not? I was gonna give it a 6.
Oh no, you're the only person in the world that doesn't watch anime sober.
I didn't hate watching it. Steven, 4?
4.
All right. Makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, wait a second. You didn't even finish it. That doesn't... Well...
Hey, you can get an opinion on a show pretty fast. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll accept it. I'll allow
it. Tried to watch...
Black Lagoon.
Ooh, Black Lagoon.
What were you going to say?
What is the show? It was like the third anime I ever tried to watch was like Eden of the East.
Eden of the East, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I got like 10 episodes in, and I was like, I don't like it.
It's 11 episodes.
What?
It shows 11 episodes.
Well, I got 10 of them in. I didn't know.
There's people just sometimes
I
don't
was
really
like waiting for something to happen. I was like, well.
Things happen all the time in that
cinematic
show.
Cinematic timing.
Political drama.
I didn't.
Anyways.
I wasn't ready.
That's cool.
Speaking of black.
I sure love those blacks.
Black Bullet. Black Lagoon.
Black Lagoon.
Solid 9.
Solid 9.
It's like an 8.
Okay. What? All right.
I'm going to try to debate you on this one. I got you.
Explain yourself.
I got
okay.
you. Okay. Do you like 80s action films?
Yeah.
Do you like anime?
Yeah.
Do you like crass protagonists who are ladies?
Yeah.
Do you like everyman that you can relate to?
Yeah.
I got a show for you. It's called Black Lagoon.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
It's like an 8. Do you like it when it's
it's like, why such a low rating?
It's super well, it's really well executed.
You're that guy on the Halo Reach review is like, what the fuck, a fucking 8? What the fuck, dude?
This show is amazing.
I can't fight that hard for one point, but I don't know. I thought it was amazingly well executed. The music's great. Is the OVA separate on this?
Yeah.
We did that episode on Black Lagoon, so I don't think we're really talking about that.
I thought it has one of the illest OPs and EDs of all time.
What was the ED?
The ED is her walking, and then she drops the guns, and then she's on the beach. Yeah. She turns around with a shotgun. That's fine. I'm gonna give it a 9.
I thought it had some arcs that were like, that was fine, I guess.
I really like that, like you got a gang of dudes and they keep getting into antics style of show, and I think it was one of the best ones of those I've ever seen. So
it's awesome.
I was more invested in it than I was in like Cowboy Bebop. So
yeah, I'd probably agree with that.
So I very highly regard Cowboy Bebop. So if it's better than that, I think it's like a 9 personally.
Huh. But we're gonna have to go through these a little bit faster. I think I want to make good time.
It's only 6:20.
All right, 6:20, bro. You know what time it is.
I mean, we're five in, and it's only been like 15 minutes. We're good.
Yeah, we're all set, bro.
Yeah.
Speaking of black, alphabetical order, Black Rock Shooter.
I kind of remember what happened in this one.
It was very good, and by very good, I mean it was pretty good.
It was terrible.
That doesn't tell me
what
happened.
It was like good. It was a bunch of cute little girls, and they have like alter ego monsters in Netherworld, and they're all CG.
No,
a bunch of edgy garbage.
This
edgy.
One
and
flying macaroons.
Edgy about
and
no,
nothing.
And
nothing interesting happens at
flying
any point.
Did you see the macaroons?
I seen it.
The macaroons, though.
I was just super. I did not get into this whatsoever. Nothing
those
about
fight scenes were directed by Imaishi.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, this is what the arguments are going to turn into, is it?
I mean,
Ethan, remember trying to watch this and trying to figure out, all right, now where did these two come together? these two separate worlds.
Yeah, and then never in a satisfying way at all.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
But it does. She goes into the world and she becomes the purple rock shooter or whatever. Remember at the end of the episode where it shows, oh, I bet you didn't get to it because you never go past the credits.
It reads like bad fan fiction. Or it just seems like bad fan fiction to me.
Fan fiction of what?
Of a better show. it's like somebody, this is going to come off as really stupid and narrow, but it's like somebody made a bad Monica.
But this I guess this was like a year after Monica. No, bad Monica is fucking every magical show of the last 2 years. Remember when Black Rock Shooter goes crazy and then it shows like the star and then it cracks and then it goes to credits and it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude, that's cool shit.
No.
Nope.
If I'm not invested in any of the characters who were like cardboard, I just can't really bring myself to care about anything going on.
But the
character relationships are not interesting to me at all.
Correct.
No.
But that was only half the show.
Yeah, and the other half of the show was not interesting to me either. Yeah.
It meant nothing.
Hollow.
Sure, maybe it looked cool. It literally meant nothing to us because we didn't care about the character.
It's a husk.
But it looked cool.
So?
You know who looks cool? Shit. You know who looks cool? Brad Pitt. You know what he's inside?
Empty.
Hollow. Empty.
It had a cool atmosphere. Like all these skulls everywhere, and then there were the macarons, and then there was the hell lady, and she had cool clothes, and it was...
I'm putting in my four.
I give it a two. It was...
What the fuck?
Yeah, I guess...
You mean, press enter, Ethan. Enter.
It's in.
Okay, all five. Right.
Average.
Charlotte.
Fucking Charlotte.
Wow.
This is one of the shows where, like, my heart hates it, but my brain can't find as much wrong with it as I want to.
Which one was this?
I can help you, even though I liked it a lot.
It's a mess. The show's goddamn mess.
You're so right, Declan.
But
what happened in this one?
Okay. Did you even watch it, Charlotte?
I'm checking my list.
Boy can go into other people's bodies, so he goes to a special academy and then
joins
the student council.
Yeah.
Big Charlotte fan.
That was. I think that's cool.
It was cool. The ending.
I think I remember the ending.
He becomes the savior of all man.
He travels
overpowered.
He travels around the world getting everyone's powers, and then he goes crazy, even though he could just go back in time to fix it. He's like, oh, it's too dangerous. I gotta go take everybody's powers, including these healers in third world nations.
Yeah, it's not helping.
Literally a god.
That's the thing.
He becomes a god, and then he comes back and he comes back to hot, white-haired chick, and he goes like, just be boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, that was like the thing is that his mission ends up being just totally wrongheaded and not at all
and
like
just not a very good idea.
Well, also like I like the idea of like okay, he's just some guy that has some awesome power, but no, he's actually the brother of the guy who's founded this underground superhero thing.
Also, secret organizations and labs and stuff.
Like, why did he have to be the brother? Like, why couldn't he just be some random guy?
Why
can't it be X-Men?
But also, exactly. And also his power ended up being every power. He didn't even know. And I also, the thing I hate most is that the show starts out as a Code Geass-esque, like this guy's going to be the mastermind, he's going to manipulate everyone, and then he's this chick's bitch for the rest of the fucking show.
More realistic.
And he never does anything cool, and it sucks! Ugh!
Solid seven.
But it's really pretty, and the music is nice. And,
if I give Akunahana a seven,
and there's and like you know, it goes it goes places. So yeah, unfortunately,
I'm gonna go with a six. Actually,
I hate Charlotte. I'm giving it a six.
I hate Charlotte.
It's fucking garbage.
It's a six. Yeah, just like I don't know. And also, it was it was entertaining, which is my really primary focus.
Metric.
Yeah.
It was very entertaining. Guys,
this
next one's pretty magical.
Yes, it is. It's a very important one.
The Feist one.
The Feist.
Aww.
Feist show.
I'm having trouble putting in can you change my seven to a six, please, Declan?
Oh, okay. We're going triple six.
Thank you.
Okay. Triple six. Yep.
Man, that really dropped the final score.
Hey. Cyber City 08-0808.
More like Slapper City 08-0.
Hey,
because it's a big old slap my ball fest fun.
Yeah, so Cyber City Oedo is another one of the cyberpunk things, and it was the first thing we watched.
It's real good.
It's fucking so rad. It's three episodes, and they're all really great.
Each
self-contained.
Of them follows like a different character that's part of this like
police force
of criminals. You know,
they're dogs. You know, the government dogs,
like dirty dozen kind of thing,
because they were prisoners, and then the cops are going to use them to solve crimes and shit.
Yeah, I remember we were going to record this one, and it was like, oh, it's only three episodes. We'll just watch them all together one night, then record this podcast thing. And then we found out each one was like 45 minutes, so it took us longer than we expected.
But
it's worth it.
Yeah, they're a very entertaining show.
Yeah, OVA. I think the third episode is lackluster. I just remember a lot of talking about...
That's the vampire one?
A lot of talking about vampires and life or something.
That's cool.
But the second episode has that crazy mech.
Oh, that robot.
It's got
so
that
good.
Or the crazy robot and
so
like,
good.
Yeah, I don't know. That fight at the end is so awesome.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
It's like one of the best things ever. It's because that's some primo grade A cyberpunk action.
Yeah, great atmosphere, great music.
It's got great, very effeminate men.
One dude
who looks so much like a lady.
You wouldn't know a vampire if it bit
you were
you
a really
the
cool
end of your
black
dick.
Guy.
I remember thinking at the time that it was like a 9 when we finished watching it, just because I enjoyed it a lot, and I don't know how much more we could say other than it's great. I liked it.
Yeah, that was pretty much that episode too.
Yeah,
I'm going 8 on that.
I'm gonna go with a 9. Just I got that nostalgia factor, and I this is very.
Ethan, can you just not enter anything anymore into this sheet?
I got it, son.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Ooh, Daily Lives of High School Boys. I don't think
which number are you putting in, Steven?
For me? For Cyber City Oedo? 8.
Yep.
All right. That's cool. I'm totally fine with that.
Daily Lives. This is...
9.
That's one of my favorite comedies ever. Yeah.
9.
It's ingenious. Almost every skit is goddamn great.
I can't think of a reason it's not a 10, though. Other than, like, 10 for me might be, like, Evangelion.
There were some jokes that didn't really hit.
Okay, yeah.
And
there's some things I wish they did more of.
Yeah.
I think that there are moments in the show that are perfect, just straight dimes. Like, I think there are a lot of those skits are absolutely unbelievably perfect. But at the same time, there were a bunch that just hit at like 6s for me.
Yeah.
Like, there were just ones where there was just complete miss. And I'm not sure if there's something wrong with me as a person. Maybe I'm broken. But I gotta go with like a 7.5.
I can't argue with that.
Which is gonna be, it's gonna end up being 7.
Maybe. I don't know how this works, but okay, I guess it's fine. But I fucking love that show.
I'll admit that really I'm good. Probably wrong.
Even just besides the jokes, I just love the characters and their relationships and their.
Is it the book girl?
The situations they get into.
Yeah,
book girl.
Yeah. Book girl's an amazing series.
Book girl's fantastic. The like the girl who. Seems nice, but there's like a horrible monster hidden in her, and she's holding that rock,
panties are a symbol of happiness.
I like the high school girl's rock.
Their genius plan to look up some girls' panties.
Is it high school girls are funky?
School girls are funky.
Fantastic. Yeah. Those are great bits.
Galaxy.
Those are my favorite parts of the entire
999.
Show.
999. This is the one we actually deleted, wasn't it?
Oh right.
Yes.
Galaxy Express 39.
I don't really know what to make of that show or that movie at all.
It was weird of us to watch just a movie that was made out of, you know, however many episodes of show. But it was still cool.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember like going to the different planets and like
going to all these weird planets.
Pluto was like
very
a frozen
awesome.
Cemetery.
That was ill.
Cemetery planet.
I remember falling asleep during this.
Oh yeah, you were totally asleep.
I totally passed out.
There were very effective parts in it, but there were also just some of the arcs didn't quite hit. Maybe it's because it was a shortened version of a longer thing. I can't really be too critical of it because again, we don't have any sort of context at all.
Yeah,
we don't even know if it was a shortened version of a thing or just kind of its own set of stories. I don't know, but I enjoyed it for what it was.
I'm gonna give it a 7.
I'm gonna give it a benefit of a doubt. because I was asleep.
You were asleep for a big old chunk of that movie.
I
know,
but I remember, like, what I do barely remember was really cool. Like, isn't that at the end, there's, like, this awesome battle with a guy on a ship?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, like, shit's awesome. Yeah. What's the name of that dude? Captain Yamato?
Is that? No, isn't it Harlock?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
awesome.
Heart, yeah. And he's flying on top of a spaceship with a big, like, old wheel.
The beginning was really cool, too.
Yeah. The art's very nice.
Yeah. What year was it?
79.
Wow.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it a 7 because it didn't leave a super huge lasting impression on me like a lot of other things did. But it was good for what it was. What'd you think of Declan?
I was trying to find what I scored this originally. I'm pretty sure I also gave that one.
You did
a 7.
Not see the next one, Steven.
Garage? Yeah, I did.
Garage.
What the fuck is
Garbage? Garbage?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're more right than you know.
Yeah. Yes. The one we just watched, episode probably came out before this one. Garaga, or what was it? Hyper Psychic Spaceman Garaga.
Super big awesome thing.
Yeah. Even though it wasn't.
It was actually a pretty terrible little thing.
It was something.
What year?
Man.
Who fucking cares?
Is it new?
90 something, right? Okay. 94?
9? Yes, 89.
It's in that nebulous period where everything was that.
Yeah.
The Ninja Scroll period, we call it.
I guess. Yeah, Steven Garaga was a movie.
Oh.
About a bunch of people landing on a desert, or not desert, but, an unknown planet, and then all this fucking shit happens that doesn't matter.
All right, what are we voting it?
That's a hard one, I'd say. Maybe a 2.
Just... I had fun watching it, so we've established that we rate things differently.
Yeah, yeah.
I rate based on pure enjoyment. And, I don't know, man. I might have to give that one...
I have to do the average of both of yours.
It's so tough.
I just fucking hated it. And there was a moment... Okay, Steven, the movie is an hour and 40 minutes long.
Yeah.
And we go to check how long, like, how much we have left, and we're like, okay, yeah, we got to be a pretty decent way into the movie. We were 55 minutes into the movie, Steven, and we realized, fuck, we have so much more Garaga to watch. it's straight trash. Straight trash.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like prime
a 2?
Riff material, but I had some laughs along the way. I'm going to give it a 4, throw it a bone.
So I'm a 3?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Sure. Hey!
Look at that.
Genshiken. What happened?
That is a college show.
That's about
go ahead,
the college
Steve.
Club.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
The Steven arts or whatever.
NA. All right. It's the college club for... What?
For weirdos.
Wasn't it an anime club?
It was
an otaku club.
Yeah, yeah. And they do fun stuff like make models.
Yes. Oh.
And hang out.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do otaku things and they hang out and there's like drama and there's goofs and I really liked it.
Yeah.
It was weird. But I mean it was
nice to see a 2006? College club instead of a
That was
high
2004
school
or 5.
2004 or 5. Okay. Yeah. It was a very weird tone. Cuz it wasn't like
that's the thing. I don't think it had a tone. I don't think it had any style to it at all. It was like most of the time I feel like there was no music in the background even.
It just was.
It was just things happening. And sometimes the things were fine, the characters were pretty, like,
they were distinct,
believable.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like they were not crazy cartoony people, really.
It was a grounded show.
Yeah, everything that happened could have actually happened.
Pretty much, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this was like largely recounting the author's actual experiences. You know,
it was comfortable.
Yeah, it was
because you didn't have to get invested.
Yeah, nothing too crazy was going to happen. There was going to be some pretty mellow laughs and some pretty mellow, you know, sadness. But it was I liked it.
Okay, 6.
I'm giving mine a 6.
I'm going to give mine a 7. I liked it. I think I liked it more than you guys did.
Probably.
I've been forgetting to put these actually into Mal.
very the thing about Genshi Ken is that you never know who your actual protagonist is, because you're led to believe that
it's kind of like life.
You're led to believe that bland guy was going to be the protagonist.
That guy was the blandest guy. Yeah, he wasn't even in the show, really, I feel like.
But then it would just drift away and follow different people. It would follow the creepy dude, and his arcs were always the best.
Yeah. Madarame.
Yeah. We'll give it a 7. Yeah.
Sure.
Ghost in the Shell.
Moving on.
2.
Ghost in the Shell.
You did not see this, Steven.
Innocence.
Didn't I? It was the movie, right?
I think he was there, wasn't he?
I was there.
Oh, you hadn't seen 1. That's right.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence.
True Kino. I'm told.
Remember some cool things happened.
It's fascinating, whatever it is. I think about it a lot, and I'm super interested by what it, because it's so different than the first movie.
I mean, it's they're investigating a robot thing, which is sort of like the first movie.
But it takes so many different turns than the first movie does, and it gets weirder. So much weirder.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Even though the actual inner workings of the plot are like all this weird like political stuff with these bureaucrats or something, and they go into the background. But it's mostly about what's happening to main characters, and this one was
Sexeroids,
which was actually, yeah, that's what they were called.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. Yeah,
and they were going to different locations and
really
all this
hard
stuff.
To follow.
A little bit, yeah.
I
think we had mostly gotten it by the end. We just had to quickly look it up on Wikipedia. Like, wait, what was that resolution?
I liked it a lot. I think about it all the time. I would recommend it to people. If they like Ghost in the Shell 1, I just let them know it's a very different movie than
that. Sure, yeah.
It looked good.
But, I mean, yeah, like the huge draw of the first Ghost in the Shell was all that aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, has some of it, but it's a lot of bad CG.
It doesn't look... I was not as opposed to the CG as you were. I thought it was kind of well implemented, and I think the art style carried it enough to where, you kind of overlook it.
I like my shit to look like it took... I want to know that a Japanese man neglected his family for 3 months to draw this shit, or else I'm not into it.
I think, where do they go? They go to a city beneath this smog cloud or whatever.
They go somewhere,
and there's a festival
yeah.
going on, and it's just totally wild, and some of the imagery stuck with me. I'm going to give it a 7.
I'm going to give it a 6 on that one.
I do remember.
You're right, man. That's your right.
Giant Robo.
Another new one.
Giant Robo, baby.
I did not watch this.
Crush them now, Giant Robo. I think I still have some sound effects.
This was a 7-episode OVA.
Holy shit!
Come out.
Ooh.
It's six years. It's a mech show, kind of. And it's like a combination of all this manga artist's different works into one thing. And it's about
a big robo man.
It's really gorgeous, Steven. Huh.
When did it actually come out?
A bunch of different years.
First one was 92, last one was 98.
Okay.
I loved it.
I liked it.
Let's watch it.
It was enjoyable, and it looked real nice, and there was cool stuff happening. There were just too many characters. This was like last episode, so it's...
Fresh in the mind.
Talked about this, yeah.
When I was lost, I was enjoying it because there was so much visual interest going on, and I had a big old smile on my face the whole time, which is the most you can. That's what I ask for, really.
Hmm.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
7.
I'll give it an 8.
Wait, you got to do the average 7, of us.
7.5. What's it gonna do? 8. Okay.
Right. We're in Logon. Holy shit, I forgot we talked about this.
I guess we did technically have
So I'm going to give that a 2 and we can move on.
Yeah. You're on record saying that it's a 6 for you, so I don't want no tomfoolery here.
I remember distinctly saying it was a 7.
What did you like about it?
What?
Distinctly remember saying it was a 7.
I have you on record. I literally edited it.
Bring up the audio.
What?
Bring it up.
You'll take like 50 minutes for me to find that. I literally edited it into another episode where I have you saying it's a 6. I put it in.
What is bringing down the score for you, bud?
I just feel like the midpoint kind of is really fallow. It doesn't nothing really interesting going on. There's very slow parts. Basically, after the thing happens in the first half, I just kind of completely lost interest in... The second half of the... you know how there's the two halves.
Yes.
Is this spoilers to talk about?
Everyone's watched it.
Okay, so the second half starts really slow and kind of meandering, and yeah, but the parts that are great are unbelievable. So, 6.
The second part starts out.
I just gave it a 10.
And Ross Shue's doing all this shit, and everyone hates him, and everyone's in jail, and fuck.
No.
Whatever. It is 8.
I guess I'm going to give 9.
Hey, why did you change yours because of mine?
No, I was just thinking
about
it. You
can like things, it's okay.
No, you can absolutely like things.
I know, but 10 is a lot.
It's totally reasonable for you to give Gurren Lagann a 10.
Cool.
I'm giving mine a 7 now.
Hey.
What's
our best rated show, Black Lagoon?
And if in a couple of years it'll be a 10 for you too.
Maybe I'll grow up and realize.
You keep going up.
Highlander. I did not watch this.
Search for Vengeance.
I'll watch Gurren Lagann again someday, I swear.
You have the necklace.
I do, because the drill's cool. So Highlander: The Search for Vengeance is a Highlander. It's a movie in the Highlander franchise about like a relative of Homeboy, right? It's not actually our MacLeod. It's a different MacLeod. There's Connor and Colin, and then this is. I think this is.
Maybe.
Do you know the Highlander movie, Steven?
Hell, if I know. I don't remember. I don't remember the character. I don't know.
It's an original movie for that franchise. I don't fucking know why it exists, really. I don't have a super strong opinion on it.
It's by Madhouse. It was a weird one. It was, this guy, he's a Highlander, he's lived forever, he's in this city, and he's fucking...
There's a rebellion going on in the city.
He's looking for a guy that killed his wife, I think.
Yes, that's right.
And he's going after that guy, and he meets this rebellion.
He's missing him. He can't find him.
Yeah, and all throughout history, it keeps cutting to him, just barely missing him.
Those scenes were pretty funny.
Because every time he gets away, that's good. But it was pretty boring, and just
it looked
not...
like shit.
Madhouse is kind of weird, though.
It was Madhouse. I don't remember looking at that bad.
I thought it looked kind of terrible. At least the art style was poor.
But Ethan, what about...
The faces were ugly. That was the thing. It was the faces that got me.
But what about this? What about this? I don't have the sound effect anymore,
do I? Is that the... What was the sound effect?
Oh, it's gone. It's gone!
What was the clip?
Whoa.
Oh. That's right. That part was hype. I'm gonna go with a 4.
Quickening. I'll give that one a 5. Yeah. Very average. Pretty much nothing.
I think we're about to throw fists here.
Oh fuck. Oh shit.
Oh damn.
Oh man, no.
Unlimited Stratos.
Uh oh.
Didn't I end up liking this?
You absolutely
did.
Yeah,
and you're a fucking weirdo.
Terrible.
You're a crazy person.
Terrible. It's terrible. It's
I think this is one of those things where it's like there's no way I could ever fucking love something like something like this because I pretty much hate everything that happens in it. But I think I just enjoyed it.
You still
like kind
you
of
just
you know like
ride.
Declan your entertainment thing. I was just entertained by it.
2. Moving on.
All right. Whoa.
I mean, 6. But it's not hateable enough for it to be a 2.
I think... When I don't like watching something, Declan, I really don't like watching something.
I think the shows that are like it, it's probably one of the better ones. Of the shows that are just like, all right, here's just some fucking dumb, stupid, like, this is a school for girls, but there's one guy that can do it. Oh, they're going to battle.
I don't go for that at all. That's not
Neither
something
do I.
That I go for.
But I think it's the better one.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought this was like... It's among like there's a bunch of shows in my head that are the most generic thing I've ever seen. They're all just kind of clumped together, but this is probably the most entertaining one of those.
Yes, exactly.
I haven't seen a ton of super generic garbage like this, and
you should watch more anime.
Just my stomach, kind of stomach churning, man. Like I probably knew that I really didn't like her around the 3rd episode, and watch another 9 of them did not help.
Didn't he have a roommate that was pretending to be a girl but was actually a guy?
Oh, yeah.
And he, like, sucked his, like, the roommate cut his finger or something. Was that this show?
No, that was, you're thinking, you're mixing two different shows. The one with the finger sucking, that was 100.
Oh, right, right.
Which is, yeah, it makes sense that you would just combine those in your head because obviously, pretty much exactly, why wouldn't you?
But the same thing kind of happened, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was
Charles or whatever.
And then turns out it's Charlotte or some bullshit.
And I swear he just like sees her tits at one point and then it's like, whoa, Charles, some big ones down there for a dude. I swear, it's probably something that ridiculous, but yeah, so, you know, it's like a 5. I like the girls.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
Recap.
Yeah, Stephen, give us a hot recap of Kara Connor.
No, I.
Yay!
How cute!
Go Miyazawa.
Go Miyazawa.
Oh man, that was a great moment.
When Stephen underrated. Brought effort to the podcast, it was gold.
That was, oh yeah, I know.
It was gold.
Good stuff.
Okay, Kara
Connor.
Kara Connor is the best JoJo to ever. Surface.
Hideaki Anno.
Probably, yeah.
It's kind of.
It's maybe. Magical. It's great. It had the best sex scene of all time.
It was very sensual.
It was amazing.
It was very sensual. See?
Yeah, okay.
Some of us like subtlety.
Yeah. Subtlety.
Fucking, like just a white dot in a black screen, just like sparkling.
Literally nothing is sexier than that.
Nothing is sexier than two children running through a grass field.
It's like if Terrence Malick directed a porno. It's not
a porno.
I just remember getting so immersed into this world.
Absolutely.
Of Kara Connor.
Straight
and
up.
Just all of the different drama shit that happened. And it like I felt so I love. While I don't like being part of drama, I love being well informed of
absolutely.
Drama.
Absolutely.
And this show had so much drama with so many different people. Everybody had like their own story going on.
This is the thing about shoujo is that you can live vicariously through other people, it is super
so
delicious.
Many people, yeah, there's so much going on.
Yeah, I'm giving a hard.
Fuck, man, I'm giving it a 10.
Oh, shit. I would give it a 10 if they didn't introduce like 4 characters in the last 3 episodes, and then it just
that
gets kind of like just kind of lackluster from that point. Their conclusion of the primary, like their primary love thing, was super satisfying.
Remember all that crazy shit? Remember that one episode where they didn't animate a goddamn thing, but used just like paper and then burned it during the credits?
Yep,
it was great.
I'm sure you love it.
And the obvious direction change.
I'm giving it a 9.
Well, I can't talk you guys out of your irrational love of anything Anno lays his fucking
it's because
penis
we like
on.
It, we like his style. What's there to say?
Why doesn't he just
fucking
jerk off onto a bunch of animation cells?
He
and
did.
Then
it was called Evangelion 3.0. Yeah. It's a solid 8. Like, what's there to say?
Yeah. All right, I was not part of this one, looks like.
No, Koei de Yoshigoto, you watched with Ethan, and I wasn't there, remember?
Oh! Right.
Yeah! High five!
Yeah!
Except I've also seen this one.
This was a very gooey show.
It was a lot of goo going on.
Very gooey.
Okay, so
a lot of rainbow dicks.
This is a show about porn voice actresses.
Yep.
Or like one.
Porn voice actress. It's a solid 8. It's really, it's just super funny, and it doesn't overstay its welcome.
No, it's very short.
2
and
episodes.
It's the lewdest non-porn thing, like most
well-animated
I've ever
seen. While
you
were watching this,
your other
housemates were just like kind of coming down, and they just get trapped.
Yeah, no, you can't escape.
You can't escape. It's watching.
There's a lot of rainbow dicks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rainbow.
Ghost rainbow dicks.
Jeez.
Good
yeah,
stuff.
No, solid 8.
Oh, yeah. It's like, absolutely. Hey, little sister, come be a... You'd be a perfect porn voice actress.
Oh, I just wish there were more.
That's right. Give me season 2, or 2 more episodes.
Please.
Oh shit! Oh.
All right, so
all right. This is great.
Legend of the Galactic Heroes. This is going to be a big one.
This is actually going to take 20 minutes to recap.
Out of all 3 episodes of Legend of the Galactic Heroes, I have to say that the part where they were jerking each other off on the roof, was
the dog.
The best
I was just thinking about.
But what
that
about
one.
The dog toy?
Dog toy was great when they were in the car. Yeah,
or like when they were in the.
They're in
their cellar
on the in the ceiling watching his sister.
He looks at him naked swimming in the ocean.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this pure entertainment value. I'm gonna take Declan's rating system for a bit and appropriate it. It's mine. It's my culture now.
You can't do that.
I'm gonna give it a 7.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
I'll go 5. Just to again being a heterosexual, it's not really my cup of tea, but still very well done.
Oh my god!
I love politics though. Damn.
Is this a Gynex show? Next,
it is
10.
Fucking, but it's not Anno.
This is Abenobashi.
Magical Shopping Arcade.
This was the second show we watched, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, I remember. Episode.
Get your lame on.
Get your lame on.
I know all the titles.
This was great.
I loved it.
Loved it.
I
still have notes on it, I'm sure.
Ending wasn't great.
How did it end again? It
was like they just sort of...
It was heartbreaking.
But they sort of fixed everything and everyone... Well, like good. They reversed...
Yay!
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I get it. I get what you mean.
They had that long, like, exposition episode. And,
Solid 8.
It was...
Yeah, I'm gonna...
It's got heart, man. The show has heart. And they go to a bunch of different interesting locations, and it gets crazy. And
show did have a lot of heart.
The stuff that's like the stuff that takes place on Earth in Japan is really heartfelt and wonderful. I loved it.
It was a lot. It was a lot of. It was boys all over the place. Again, like a lot of guy next
like,
things.
It's like Nurse Witch Komugi-chan.
Sure,
but less crazy.
Because you know, early to mid 2000s, everything's got to be. Take influence from everything else. Yeah, I don't know.
I liked it a lot.
It was like every episode was having a theme, and
yeah,
some of them worked. And yeah,
I liked the way.
Hey,
I like
fuck it. You! Have some fucking hot dogs. Put the fucking ketchup on the fucking hot dog.
I like.
Fuck yeah!
I like the part where they stole music from other things and kind of changed.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Not even trying. Not even trying.
I loved it.
They had like a fake Superman theme.
I'm going 7.
That's cool. I'm totally right. Okay with that.
7, 8, 9. It was okay.
Cool. Mardok Scramble. You're going to have to remind me what the fuck happened to this shit.
You very famously have no idea what happened.
No way.
In this. And
this was part of my dark, my forgotten years, my Jesus years, when I just don't remember anything that happened at all.
What happened?
It was one day because I was super drunk.
Shit.
Yeah, the Jesus years.
Jesus.
Remember when Jesus got just hammered and walked around the desert because he was hammered and couldn't find his way out?
Yeah, that was my favorite psalm.
That's Old Testament, bitch.
Yeah. Old Testament had a lot of hard drinking.
Psych. That's the wrong testament.
Oh. Mardok Scramble was by Gohan, so it looked all crazy and blue. And it was about a girl prostitute. Who wakes up and is naked a lot again.
Nice.
Doesn't courtroom drama happen?
There's a talking rat named Offcock, I think. And she
get off
has
my
to
cock.
Go to
off
court.
Cock.
Just to go to
you
court
tried.
For some reason. And there's some evil organization. And I liked how it looked.
I liked the they were like
any
the pimp, I liked the way the pimp's car worked or looked. That was cool.
I don't.
And then it blew
like
up.
A nice pimp car.
I remember.
Yeah.
The only things I remember is
I think Steven dubbed that the what did you call that?
I don't remember this. At
pimp
all.
Hearse mobile, hearse pimp pimpmobile. It was a good name. I don't know.
Completely clueless.
Yeah.
Well, we know.
I'm the only one who remembers things.
I'm gonna take a pass on this one and split your guys' difference.
Yeah.
Okay, Declan, I'm voting for whatever you're doing.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go 5.
5.
I was also going to go 5.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, that worked out nicely, didn't it?
All right.
Mind game.
I heard this was amazing.
Mind game. God damn. Yes.
You guys love this.
Straight
I
diamond.
I missed this.
Straight diamond. This shit.
It. I'm gonna go 9 because I don't know.
It's a little bit meandering.
The
I can
difference.
See.
Yeah. The difference between a 9 and a 10 to me is.
I still need to watch
is
that.
It's very thin and nebulous, but I just, you know, it's just some parts. Spending a lot of time just talking in that goddamn whale.
But then the part where they get naked and roll all over the place and with paint and stuff.
That was also great. That was weird.
The opening scene when it's also, he lives it over and over again, and then there's the car chase. Man,
yes.
What a movie.
Yuasa is a goddamn genius and everything
he
do.
Can we go on to the most important
forever.
Show on this list?
What's that?
The most important show on this list?
Kanojo X.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the shows where it's like, it wasn't that great, but I'm really glad I watched it.
All right.
I don't know why.
That's cool.
It had a really weird style.
Yeah.
I like the girl.
Sure.
I like the way she looked.
I like the way she was totally abusive.
I
wonder why.
Yeah, like the god, I hate the fucking pro tag, and he's such a fucking wimp.
Yeah.
I mean, I like how like everything he did, I think, was supposed to induce a lot of cringe-iness.
Yeah.
And it worked really well. Everything he did, I was like, oh, stop.
You felt bad for him after a while.
But boy, the lack of any kind of progression at all, which was very much on purpose, I think. And fuck, so annoying.
Remember when you got like a little peek into that fantasy world and then we never saw that shit ever again?
I mean, that was a recurring theme. That happened a few times where he would go
those
into the
really cool.
go into the dream and he would have the weird circus dreams.
There was one that was more erotic stuff happening. I forgot all of it. That's weird.
But nothing happens in that show at all.
This is a show I definitely like more in retrospect. Like,
I'm gonna go with the. I'm gonna go. I felt the 6 at the time. I'm going with a 5 now because I don't remember.
I'm gonna
shit.
Go with a 6. I was thinking a 7, but
I'm going 4. I'm going
okay.
4.
Healthy little 5 action there.
No, and which one was this?
Nerawareta Gakuen. This is the movie with
Oh, right.
What's her name?
God, right. This movie.
Did I watch it?
I don't know.
Oh, do either of you remember this movie?
I remember it. I just don't remember the narrative.
Cell phones?
Oh my god!
Okay, yeah.
Holy shit, where the guy came from the future? And then there was a very colorful guy came from the future. It was very colorful.
Natsuki. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet Natsuki.
So,
okay, never mind.
Let me see if I can remember this. Yeah, shit, no, I don't got it.
Oh, yeah, and then... Oh, and then he kissed Natsuki. Yeah, this movie's great.
Or, like, cell phones are... Like, sending
they're banned, and it's about, it was a theme, I forget what it was, something about communication,
I remember the homes looked really cool, like, there was a ton of shit going on.
There was
a really beautiful movie.
There was much lighting, it verged on obnoxious, but
I might as well be, like,
There's, like, a lot of sparkle effects and shit.
Yeah, the plot was pretty convoluted, but,
I remember there's a scene where he walks into a classroom in his underwear or some shit.
Yep.
And he's got a cell phone tucked in his undies. That scene was lit.
Didn't the house disappear? Or am I thinking of something else?
I think you're thinking of something else.
I must be thinking of something else.
I remember kind of liking Gakuen. It looks very nice.
Yes,
I really liked it. I loved the character. I loved one character.
I'm giving it a 7.
I like the protagonist.
The way it looked, and I thought it moved along nicely. And I'm
7.
I'm giving it an 8.
All right.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Noane. Holy shit.
What happened in this one?
Noane. Whew.
I just remember that I see this and it kind of like just sends bad vibes.
There's a lot that happens in
but
it.
But what
There's
happened?
A lot going on in Noane. Noane tried. He tried real hard to create a large,
it was close, man.
Important
which
narrative.
Which one was this?
So there's these kids and they see this ghost at a graveyard and turns out it's actually not a ghost. It's the dude from another, it's the main character but from the future.
And then all the characters from the future come back in
robes,
and they're trying to change something because the main girl has
some kind of necklace.
There's a car accident.
Yep, this is the one that had a house disappearing. Yes. This one had a house disappearing.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
They did. They tried some really crazy camera angles with poor CG, and it kind of worked.
The battle scene at the end, though, was really cool.
The designs were fantastic and totally original.
A really weird art style.
I remember not caring for the art style, but it grew on me.
It repeated itself a lot. Like enemies show up, and then a future guy protects Haruka, as they call her in the dub, and then he helps her, and then it just treads along. So much, and like it's a lot of it's so inconsequential, and there's not a lot of development that happens. And
I think the thing it's like we're supposed to believe that these are the same people in the future as they are now,
yeah.
And it's kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah, they don't even look the same. Yeah, it's weird.
I'm gonna go with a soft little 7 because I thought the designs were super good and the music was great.
I'm gonna go with a 7.
Wow, really? You guys like that show, huh?
Yeah,
I remember it like. I remember it being a real strong. Oh, wait a minute! I remember. All right, I'm giving it a 6, and that's in the high because I remember really hating it up to the end.
Hmm.
Like the middle just sucked. Nothing really happened. It felt like to me.
It was.
But
yeah.
Like until like the ending where we finally had some like awesome battles, and I'm like, oh my god, it's finally.
Yeah, I just
I
wasn't
remember
affected by it at all. I was just pretty unimpressed with everything. I'm going 5.
I might go with a 5.
That's cool. That's fun. I distinctly remember liking it more than you guys liked it. So
yeah. Did I watch this?
I don't know if you watched
Komugi?
Nurse Witch Komugi-chan, Magic Carte, 2003, whatever, something more in there.
early 2000s, our favorite era.
Mid, I think, maybe. It's a show about a magical girl, nurse, witch.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, it's 2002, right, shit. And what happens in this show?
She's fighting against this illness thing that keeps taking over the world, or it's trying to take over the world, and then like a bunch of otaku get taken over by it and turned into diseases.
Isn't she like an idol, and she has to keep balancing her idol work and other stuff. And,
yes.
And was every episode of this a parody of something, or was it only like one?
A couple were. There was one that was like a mech parody.
Okay. Yeah, she has her rival, who's actually her best friend. Oh my god! And
I remember it being pretty funny, actually.
Yes. Yeah, it was okay. I liked it. I love the character design.
Shit always happened, which was nice. I like the escalation that happened in all the episodes, where like it started off as a fairly mundane problem, and then it just kind of grew to be a total disaster.
Right.
Solid 7.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Alright, I'll just give it a 7.
God, I'm trying for the life of me to remember what the fuck, what the plots of these episodes were. I wish I could remember.
I got a couple of them in the old memory bank. There's bikers, there's otaku, there's...
Okay, yeah, there's one where she's at a convention or something.
Does she die?
Yes.
She dies.
And she comes back, and no one really cares about her. Which
because all of her friends hate her because she's a cunt.
Everyone hates her. Yeah, and she's really hot. Yeah, this is a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was very good.
7.
One Piece is a show about a pirate named Luffy who ate a pile of gum. Gaigo. Uh oh, Luffy.
Mm-hmm.
Zolo.
10.
Right. I mean, it had Ric Flair in it.
It's true.
But also, I didn't understand anything that was going on, so I'm going with like a solid 2.
I'm feeling a 1 on this bad boy.
Okay. Really? One Piece is...
No, you know what? I'm going to go with...
Let's
I'm gonna piss give it a
people
3.
Off.
I'm going to go with a 3.
You know.
I don't know what you're talking about, Steven. We watched all of One Piece.
Yeah, we watched it. Like, we're not just going. We're not just doing this for attention. Come on, man.
Oh, wait. That would be ridiculous. 2.5.
It's the greatest show of all time.
Easy.
He averaged the score. He just took all the scores from all of his episodes and combined them into 1.
Is that the lowest rated show so far?
I believe
one,
it is.
One Piece.
Yeah, no, I can't really understand why that show's popular.
Fucking hope so.
Is it Garaga?
How many? 700 chapters of that shit, huh? 1,000? I think it's actually probably wrong.
Magical Pokon?
It's a whole lot.
Magical Pokon.
Pokon. I loved Pokon.
I also loved Pokon.
It's great.
Didn't watch Pokon?
No, I don't think you
Pokon
did.
Pokon is a show about a bunch of magical creatures who live together in a house.
Well, I mean, they're girls who
sounds
have
like
themes. Like, there's a vampire girl.
There's a witch.
There's a wolf girl.
The sexiest wolf girl of all time.
The best Leeru. Wolf girl. God damn it.
I gotta look this up. I don't believe you.
You know Leeru.
Look up
Leeru. You know Leeru.
I don't know if he knows Leeru. Look up Leeru. Liru.
Actually, just look up Wolf Girl and you, and you'll get the important thing.
No, that's not what she looks like. Look up Leeru. I don't like the big booby Leeru as much.
Yeah, she's very flat. Oh, fuck yeah.
Can you Can you feel it?
Yeah, there's a robot girl. There's a robot girl.
The robot girl was probably my favorite, actually.
This chick's real.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This chick's real, yo.
This
is chick's the real, man.
The realest wolf girls.
So it's just a bunch
chick's
of...
Chick's real.
Like, they don't understand how to live in our world. So one of the... They're pretty mundane things. So, like, one of the episodes is she... They order a bunch of things from television... Like, from infomercials, and they don't know that they... they have to pay for it. So they get into a ton of debt.
It's a mid-2000s comedy slice of life show, but it's like way, way funnier than it has any right to be.
Absolutely.
And does way
it?
Funner,
oh,
too.
Oh, fuck. In one of the episodes, one of them goes to hell, right? And
yeah.
And then they keep going through different stages of hell, and it's one of the girls on every stage?
Yep.
Fucking great. Solid 8.
At the end of the, yeah, like, and the episode before that, the reason she goes to hell is because a ghost just leads her into the water and she fucking drowns.
Yeah, and that's how the episode ends.
And then the next episode, she gets through hell, she just comes back home and goes
to
bed.
It's fucking great.
It's really
shit,
good.
I don't know. That's an 8 for sure.
I'm going 8.
8,
yeah,
okay.
Very good. Very good.
Ethan, enter. There you go.
Super Kid.
Woo!
Woo!
Woo, buddy.
I can enjoy almost anything on some level, but Super Kid made me want to fucking hang myself.
That's a one. That's a one. Moving
I,
on.
Yeah, I think Super Kid actually. Yo, you don't even have.
You can leave it a zero too.
I mean, no. I don't think. Sword I don't think Mal truth. Has a zero. You know.
You so did not see Sword for Truth, Steven.
No, I didn't.
Sword for Truth is a
no more
a
Korean shit. By the way,
Ninja Scroll esque.
Actually, we didn't mention during that episode because I don't think we know this. Actually, this Sword for Truth actually came out before Ninja Scroll.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. So it wasn't actually a ripoff, but it's yeah, it is still similar, and it was very goofy. It's about a sword man who he's trying to rescue a kidnapped princess, but for some. Reason, or is he actually trying to rescue her, or is he just wandering around and he does it, or
I don't know. Who knows? It's kind of.
But there was a lesbian opium orgy.
There is a, nice. There were some cool fight scenes.
There was some really everyone like gets decapitated. And there's a big lion who kills a bunch of dudes.
The ending of the movie is the funniest part. It's actually the best part of the movie where he comes. There's this guy that was established earlier in the movie as this imposing big old fighty guy, and he beats the shit out of another fighty guy. And then our protagonist meets the big old fighty guy at the end of the movie, and like we're gonna fight someday. And then they walk away.
Yeah,
and they don't fight.
Oh, that's kind
of it was a weird one. I can't remember what I thought of this, actually. I can't remember if it was really fun or it was just mostly boring with some fun.
I think we got enjoyment out of it.
Of course we did. We can get, you know, we probably wasted.
I'm going to go with a 5.
Let's see. Sword for Truth.
Oh, boy. S- oh, boy.
W. There's ooh, so many S's.
Ready to fight?
Yes.
Hell yeah, yeah. I am.
You guys want to fight?
I'm ready to fight. I think I might need to change my pantaloons. Because I'm about to get poopy pants for the next one. Little poopy pants action.
Yeah?
Because I'll be over here like, arms crossed. Like, I don't know. Nah.
You are?
That's for the next one. Yeah.
Because of me?
No, because of me.
I gave Surfer 2 the 6 for some reason. So, all right.
6.
Averaged.
All right. Man, bitch. I have to do so much more work now.
Oh, fuck.
This is what you came here so for.
The first season of Symphogear, not quite as good as the third, but probably better than the second. Maybe.
And we watched the first.
We watched the first. It starts off as, you know, a bad Madoka clone, and then it gets so dumb.
Mm-hmm. The moon splits in half.
The villain splits the moon in half.
And
she does dumb kung fu moves, and there's a montage.
They sing,
and there's crystals inside of them, and they when they sing.
It Symphogear.
Yeah, when they sing, it activates these magical crystal things that gives them powers.
Oh yeah.
There's a girl in it who keeps saying how this show is how it's just like an anime.
Yep. Yeah.
This is like out of an anime.
Oh yeah.
Given it a 6.
Hey guys,
it's probably...
I said it once and I'll say it again.
What are you getting nuts?
This show's fucking garbage.
Fuck your fuck still you, fucking man. Fuck you, man. Fuck man. You, man.
Wow, do I hate this show?
I don't remember. I think I liked it at the time, but it didn't leave like a super lasting impression on me, except for the moon splitting in half, which is dope.
Sure, yeah, I can't. You can't complain with the moon splitting.
I'm gonna give like, but there's so many good punches and good.
Doesn't make up for the rest of it.
But what do you mean, what rest of it? I'm talking about throughout the show. There's good fights and like
no, they're not.
Not and the hype sequences. I'm going to call them is my new term for what I'm,
TM,
what I'm referring to.
Market.
Yes, patent pending. And there's they sleep in the same bed even though they're both girls. That's not allowed. And and they do kung fu and there's dumb betrayals and there's Kung Fu Man who's her boss who trains her.
Oh, I like Kung Fu Man a lot.
It's so
I do like
good.
Kung Fu Man a lot.
All he needs is movies and that's all a man needs. Oh, it's so good.
Going to 7.
It's
I'm giving it a 4.
I'm giving it a 7.
7. Yeah.
I had a 6, but then Kung Fu Man put me over the top for the 7.
Right.
So we've got you didn't. This is anticlimactic because you haven't seen this one, Steven.
Correct.
Under the Dog.
Yeah, how many years in the making? Like 4? Something?
Feeling a light to decent 3 on this bad boy.
Wow, damn, you really hated that shit.
It's a 4 or 5, I don't know. It's like...
I thought it was very, very average. It was just kind of nothing. And it looked okay, and there were some well-drawn boobs.
It just, it all felt like one big cock tease.
I mean, it is supposed to be like a pilot, you know?
Yeah, but it's not like... A pilot can have a self-contained thing where, you know, there's a resolution and a payoff and you're like...
Right.
There's any sort of arc or anything. But then, like, one our character just dies and then the show is over.
Yeah, I mean, that's what... I mean, what are you going to... You can't create a whole arc in a 24-minute episode. All you can do is, hey, look, here's this world. There's stuff going on in it.
Well, the world they set up was not interesting.
Yeah, they could have done better.
I'm going to go
with...
Better.
They could have not copied Evangelion. They could have created some characters, maybe, but yeah.
It's a four.
I'm going five.
And that's everything we've watched.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness.
So now let's sort this by score.
Okay. We're going to go through this and recap it?
Recap.
Maybe not the whole thing, but I just want to...
Hit the top three at least, top five maybe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Here.
In the bottom three.
Sort range by... Hold on. Sort range by column E we want, because that's the score.
Well, a lot of them are...
Oh, that's...
Whoops, I hope this was entertaining at all.
That's the wrong way. Probably not.
It was mostly us just saying, people, I liked it. I didn't like it.
People like...
We have 1.9.
Whoa, what's...
Here we go. No, whoa, that's not it.
Hold on.
I was really hoping...
You had it right the first way, but just reverse
right,
it.
Right, there we go.
Okay. I was really hoping to do some research for
this,
but...
All right, our favorite thing when we watched was Mind Game.
Yeah, that's about right. You should watch that, Steven.
Followed by Black Lagoon.
I'll watch it.
And then a whole bunch of eights, including Pokon, Abenobashi, Karakano, Koide Yoshikoto, Gurren Lagann, Giant Robo. And then here at the bottom here, worst show, Super Kid, obviously.
One Piece.
Followed by Garaga, One Piece, Infinite Stratos, Black Rock Shooter, which I don't agree with.
This
Highlander.
Is basically perfect. I'm basically stoked about this entire list.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's, yeah. I didn't feel like we would have that many completely different opinions.
I'm very happy with our top three. I wish instead of Pokon, it was Oedo.
Well, it's not. I mean, there's other things with eights besides Pokon.
It's just averaging to an eight. Okay, yeah. No, it's pretty reasonable list. I'm happy with this for sure. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Here's to 37 more.
Let's go. Lagoon number. I kind of saw Black Lagoon coming up in the one or two spot. That
show is just fantastic.
Yeah, that was there's so many episodes of it. That's like a period of my life too. It was
None of the characters seemed really fake.
No. Good show.
Wait, was that two season? That was two seasons.
And then the OVA.
But was it two seasons of 24 each?
No.
It wasn't that. Couldn't have been that much, was it?
Well, hold on. Let's see. Because that would have been nuts.
There's no way we did that.
I think it was two seasons of 12.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
There's no way we watched 56. Or, wait. 48.
48. Nah, I know. It's 12 each. Okay. Yeah. Whew. But then, like, a five-episode OVA. So it was, like, you know, over 30.
Yeah.
Or six episodes. Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot. It was a lot of Black Lagoon. And it was good.
Yep.
I could do for more of it. I could watch more of that show.
Mind Game is eternal.
Life changing.
I gotta watch it.
Absolutely should watch
it. The last 10 minutes of that movie blew my fucking balls up through my throat.
Where they're going up and up and they're climbing. Oh fuck. Dude, the milk in the flashback, and when they run through the train, and then they're like, oh shit, and then they finally make it out, and you're like, no, it's over.
How can one man make so much entertainment that is so psychological and so heart poundingly visceral? An adrenaline pumping. It's unbelievable.
Can we just put Ping Pong at a 10 so we can get that on the list?
This is a solid 9.
It's a 10.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to watch it again.
Anyways, yeah, that's everything we watched.
As a collective.
And you can find our list.
Oh, at myanimelist.net/animelist/3weebs, threeweebs.
And you can see the correct opinions on anime there. Those are the ones. That's objective.
On these 37 anime or whatever.
There's no perfect shows, apparently.
I mean, Mind Game got an average of 10 from us.
Oh, so that's the perfect thing.
Not sure how that happened. I guess Okay, I guess it's like two tens.
Rounded up.
And a nine. Rounded up, even though Stevens is a 9.5. That's weird, but whatever. Oh, because the average would be 9.5 and it ran. Okay, yep.
Great. Nope.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, so 318-WEEPS22.
Please call us at 318-WEEPS22.
Cool.
Email us.
Email us at 3WEEPS. Any way you can spell it at gmail.com. We got all of them. Let us know what you want us to watch, and then we will rate it as we have rated these shows.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, we got some. We got one in the hopper that was suggested to us by someone. Thank you, that someone.
What is it?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
And that's it.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye forever, Steven.
Bye forever, Steven.
No.
Please watch things. So we can talk about
keep
things.
Me in the loop.
Hey, look, everyone, Steven's drifting into the abyss.
Oh, no.
You're a bunch of fucking normal bags. Saying YOLO, showing off your swag. No chicken tendies in a Wendy's bag. You're a bunch of fucking normal fags. Laughing, living, loving. Get shit-faced when you're clubbing. Hop in this fucking oven. Put you down, you'll fuck things up again and again. I jerk my wiener to 2D anime porn. 3D bitches can't touch my Japanese sword. Fucking normies, meatbagging PCs. Get off my board, you're a bunch of fucking normal fags. Having sex with herpes, wearing slacks. All my Stacy's going out with Chads. Cause they're a bunch of fucking normal fags. Why the fuck are you still here? Your shitty fun, your shitty music, your every taste is so shittier.